Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're going to talk about the scourge of our existence, the bane, the thing that upsets most of us quite a bit. And I'm talking, of course, about robocalls. I know there are other things out there that might be bigger problems in some sense, but the idea that you get bombarded with phone calls on your cell phone, on your landline, on any phone you have, and it's simply a machine just dialing phone numbers, robocalls. And yesterday I counted, I got 7 on my cell phone, I got 5 on my desk phone. Those are robocalls. And if you make the mistake of answering one, it'll say, "Hi, this is Rachel from Card Services." And of course, it's BS. I've spent some time messing with these people before. I've actually posted a video where I'm making fun of them and keeping them on the line for as long as I can, just because why not waste their time? They're wasting mine. But the weird thing is that robocalls are a problem that could be solved. And instead, they've chosen simply to not solve the problem. So how bad of a problem is it? Well, let's look at one person here. The Federal Communication Commission fined a Florida man $120 million for allegedly flooding consumers with almost 100 million robocalls with falsified caller IDs in just 1 3-month period. $120 million. Because you see, each time they do a robocall to you, it's a violation of a federal statute. And it's supposed to be a $1,500 fine per phone call. But the law is not enforced. And there's several reasons for that, but we'll get to that in a second. Robocalls aren't always illegal in the U.S. because federal law requires you to allow political groups and people like that to make robocalls. They shouldn't do, but they do. But federal law requires all telephone calls using pre-recorded messages to identify who is initiating the call and to include a telephone number or address where the initiator can be reached. And as you know, they never do that. And the law also forbids marketers from calling people who are on the do not call list. So all my numbers are on the do not call list. Doesn't matter. They just get bombarded all day long, like I said, 12 times yesterday. The FCC says that the calls involving the Florida man violated a law known as the Truth in Caller ID Act, and he was sending fabricated caller ID information. So the technology now has gotten to the point where not only can you get a machine to sit there and make, you know, phone calls faster than a human being can, and they're calling numbers randomly, but they can also spoof the phone number so that when you look at your caller ID, it'll look like a local phone call, when in reality, it's a robocall originating someplace else in the country, if not someplace else on the planet. And you look at that ID and you go, hey. And another problem, of course, is they can spoof the caller ID to where it looks like somebody official is calling you. I got a phone call from a friend of mine. I said, "Steve, I just got a phone call from the IRS." And I said, "No, you didn't." He goes, "Yeah, I did. Caller ID said so." I said, "The IRS doesn't call people." And he said, "How do you know?" I said, "This is a common scam. That's the whole point. They've got the technology to do this, and the phone companies are letting them do this." So the $120 million fine is the largest forfeiture order in the FCC's history. But the massive amount of robocalls being made is just increasing as time goes by. One company that provides caller ID technology estimated that Americans lost almost $9 billion to phone scams last year. And that's the thing. I mean, they're bombarding you with phone calls, and they're hoping to get to some person who doesn't know how this works, who might say, "Oh, gee, you know, you're calling from my credit card company? Here, let's fix that." Or, you know, "You're calling, you know, offering me an extended service contract." And they just want your information. They're going to steal it and sell it and rip you off. So the robocalls are of course, evil. That's why they hide behind what they hide behind, and you know, they're never held accountable for this. But there's another problem going on here. And that is that most people I've spoken to or who are familiar with the industry have told me that they could stop this now if they wanted to. But the phone companies, of course, are in the business of selling phone calls. So if someone comes along and goes, "I want to place millions of phone calls and I'll pay you for them," guess what? That's a good customer to them. So it used to cost multiple cents a minute to make these phone calls. Now it's like 1/10 of a cent per minute. And so if someone connects, that's what it's going to cost them. And that's according to a guy at a company called Umail. And he said that the problem is that, you know, the phone calls are now extremely cheap. And like I said before, spoofing technology now allows callers to match the first 6 digits of a recipient's own number. They'll sometimes even match your own number. They'll say, "It's you calling you." And people will answer that because they're like, "Huh? I must be calling from the future to warn me about something." Consumer complaints about the practice dubbed neighbor spoofing are also on the rise. And setting up the robocalling operation no longer takes much technical expertise. Some companies that are essentially robocall as a service providers make it especially easier for marketers to upload lists of phone numbers to be called, and sometimes even charging only for calls that last a certain amount of time. And so they just sit there and bombard people, and they'll tell somebody, "Hey, if you want us to, you know, call a million phone numbers in North America tomorrow, we'll do it for you for a fee." Now, here's the thing. Many providers say they require users to comply with a do not call list and other legal requirements, and they say it can be difficult for them to know who their clients genuinely have consent to call. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, they're calling you and they're trying to rip you off. Now, there are several carriers out there, phone companies, right? Separate carriers have tests for blocking calls from specific numbers associated with fraudulent calls, like those impersonating numbers linked to the IRS. And they've actually gotten that to be successful on some extent. But that approach, called Do Not Originate, won't stop all unwanted robocalls. And as of right now, they're not required to do this. But they're pointing out that they do have technology that could, you know, stunt this a bit. In the meantime, major phone companies have launched services that can flag likely fraudulent calls, and if customers wish, block them. And AT&T is bragging how they blocked their billionth unwanted robocall in cases where its business contracts allow it to block impermissible traffic using a new program that detects violators through network data analysis. So here's the thing. There's a company someplace, and they set up a robocaller, and they start making millions and millions and millions of phone calls. And the phone calls are all going through these carriers in the United States. And it shouldn't be that difficult for them to say, hey, there's one caller here that's making 100,000 calls an hour. That seems suspicious to us. Perhaps we should disallow, I don't know, the 99,999 calls after the first, especially when you see the phone numbers are going in numerical order. Or do they not have the technology to spot numbers and recognize that numbers are sequential? So there's so much wrong with the fact that this still exists in our society. Looking at Consumer Reports and a story out of The Consumerist, 200 million numbers are listed on the National Do Not Call Registry. This phone number is listed, gets calls every day. My desk phone is listed, gets calls every day. Every single call, $1,500 fine, theoretically, if they chose to enforce it. Now, as they point out in Consumerist, there are a number of ways to use technology to reduce the number of annoying robocalls you receive, but U.S. phone companies have generally left it up to the consumers to defend themselves rather than proactively stepping in and saying, hey, we're going to stop that one caller that places 100,000 calls an hour, or whatever it might be. Consumer complaints about unwanted calls dominate the Federal Trade Commission's complaint list, and that's every year. Go right now to the FTC website, look up the number one complaint, it's going to be robocalls. The FTC also estimates that $350 million a year is lost to phone scams. Now, that number I've seen has been as low as that, or as high as $8 or $9 billion. But the obvious thing here is that this is a severe problem. Now, the Federal Trade Commission, when they were asked about this, actually had a contest and said, hey, can somebody come up with an app that will fix this? And somebody came up with a program or an app called Nomo Robo, which, you know, will work on some phones but not all. But that brings us to the better question, why are we having to protect ourselves from the phone calls when the phone company could easily do it? And like I said, the people I've spoken to in the research I've done on it, it appears that they could actually do a big thing to stop this, but they simply don't. So here's the thing. Along with everything else that's out there, there is a current bill that was just introduced in the Senate in Washington, D.C., which they've suggested, instead of fining somebody $1,500 per call, they're going to fine them $10,000 per call. And you go, wow, that's an increase of more than six times. That's certainly going to stop it, right? No. $1,500 a call won't stop them. And when they're making hundreds of thousands of calls at $1,500 a pop, if that fine was a potential threat, they would have stopped a long time ago. They don't care if it's $1 billion a fine per call. They don't care because they're never getting caught. There's no one stopping them. And so experts argue that phone companies have the power right now to implement new technologies to dramatically reduce robocalls. And a professor who was the former chief technological officer at the Federal at the FCC, there are at least eight technical solutions that individually and in combination can reduce robocalls. They have the technology to do this. They have the technology, okay? So phone companies have the tools to immediately reduce call spoofing, and it would just involve carriers stepping up the plate and saying, yeah, we're willing to do this. One of the ways is a thing called Do Not Originate, and it's a little complicated, but phone companies could cut back on spoofing by developing a Do Not Originate list. Some carriers and third-party companies operate gateways between the calls placed over the voice over internet protocol and the traditional phone lines that deliver the calls to the consumer. Commonly spoofed organizations such as banks, law enforcement, or the IRS could place themselves on that list and notify the gateway keepers that calls featuring their numbers that originate from certain gateways are likely fraudulent and should be stopped. Now, it would only stop those particular calls, but, you know, it looks like it'd be helpful. They haven't done it yet. There's also a group within the Internet Engineering Task Force that's been working to develop internet standards so that callers and carriers can confirm that they are the owner of a particular phone number. They're working on it, but they haven't done it yet. The companies themselves offer very little by way of an answer to stop this, but they do offer you an answer. And here's what the answer is. For instance, I'm with Verizon, and Verizon actually offers call blocking. So if I get a bad phone call on my cell phone, I can block it. And I can block, I think it's 4 or 5 numbers for 90 days. And if I want to block permanently for more, it costs me $5 per month. But they won't block more than 5 numbers for more than 90 days for free. So if I actually knew 5 numbers that these calls are coming from, I could go into my Verizon account and I could block 5 of them. But like I said, yesterday I got 12 phone calls, a bunch on this one and a bunch on the landline. The ones that came in here were all different numbers. And tomorrow they'll all be different numbers. So blocking is actually useless in this setting. And I, you know, like I said, it's not Verizon's fault. But somewhere, and I know there's guys in the audience who have much more technical expertise than I do. But someplace out there is a call center with a robocall machine, whatever you want to call it. And it's rapid firing phone calls, you know, thousands a minute or whatever it can do. And somewhere, someone is actually paying the phone bill for that company. And they're paying a phone bill to somebody and saying, yeah, we made 75 million phone calls, you know, last month. And here's all the numbers we called, and they're all sequential. You'd think a phone company could look at that and go, that's curious. The average customer of ours only makes a few phone calls a day if they're a resident, you know, residential customer. And if it's a business phone, you know, they might make a lot of phone calls, but they're not sequential and they're not milliseconds apart, almost like they're being done by a machine. Huh. So whoever it is that controls that entry path to the system that becomes the phones could shut that person down. But like I said, shutting that person down would do a big loss of money for them. They'd actually have to tell this customer, you're one of our better customers based on the number of phone calls you make, but we have to stop you now because you're committing a repeated federal offense. So I don't know what the answer is other than that. So instead of saying we're going to fine the people who make the millions of phone calls $10,000 a piece because that $1,500 wasn't enough to do it, that's not going to do it. You need to actually tell the phone companies and the people who control the infrastructure, it's up to you guys to break this down and make it stop. Because you guys control the infrastructure. You're the ones who can actually choke the supply down. You guys should be able to do that. And put it at their feet. So you guys fix this. Because it's getting to the point now where when my phone rings, my first thought is, oh, it's a robocall. It's never, hey, that might be the phone call I'm expecting. No, it's probably a robocall because it probably is. So follow this in the news whenever you see it, people talking about this. I'm going to do updates on the Senate bill, see if it actually goes anywhere. But like I said, that's not the solution. The solution is that the same people who are passing the bills in Congress need to actually drag the phone carriers in and make them explain, you know, one of those question and answer things they do from time to time on C-SPAN, and make them explain, why can't you stop somebody from making millions and millions and millions and millions of unsolicited phone calls using your network? Why can't you stop that now? And see what the answer is. Or we'll see if they take the fifth. Otherwise, I don't know if there's an end in sight otherwise. So questions or comments? Fire them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.